Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Yep, Corey Madden is here. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, it's great to be back again. Another week. We're getting back on that rhythm again.
Absolutely.
A couple weeks in a row here.
So. Absolutely. And you guys had a fantastic day yesterday, weather-wise.
Wow. Absolutely amazing.
Early spring day for you.
It felt about 60 or 70 degrees for sure yesterday because we went from, you know, as many layers as you possibly could put on mm-hmm. to as many layers as you possibly could take off yesterday within reason. You know, people were out there in t-shirts yesterday. The skiing was phenomenal. Just everybody was eating it up. I was working on my goggle tan pretty hard at the start yesterday. You know, it was just amazing. And looks like we have another one on our hands today. Not quite
nice
as
day.
Warm, but, firm it up a little bit for those Meister folks over there at Cranmore. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's crazy. Mother Nature is throwing everything she's got at us this year. And it's awesome. I mean, that's why we live in New England. You know, it's weather is one of the coolest things. You know, you've got Mount Washington, the OBS up there, and those guys reporting all the stuff. And, I mean, they must be seeing some really crazy stuff up there as well. I mean, going from the warm to the snow to the, you know, whatever. We're going to forget about what's going to happen overnight tonight and move on. Huge kudos to our groomers and snowmakers. Those guys, you know, snowmakers are packing it up, but, they got us set up for the season really well. And, the groomers are out there just recovering the conditions out there with everything that's been thrown at us. We've been, you know, this will get frozen in another point in time here soon, and they'll get out there and push it over. And, you know, if we have to, I'm sure that the company's willing to throw the snow guns on just to give it a little frosting on the cake, as we like to call it, you know, just kind of soften things up, especially going into February vacation coming up. We've got all sorts of things going on for the February vacation. So definitely check out attash.com and skiwildcat.com for all that information.
Absolutely. When it comes to participation, how do we do for a nice,
participation,
beautiful day?
We had a beautiful day. 90 people were out there.
Wonderful.
That were able to make it. We're only missing 10% of our whole race league. I mean, that's pretty amazing
to
have everybody participating. And slalom's always that one that kind of, you know, people aren't.
That's why I ask.
You have the people that are really into it, and then you have the people that are like okay with it, and then you have the people that are absolutely not okay.
Can't wait for the week to be over. Right?
Oh yeah, people are rolling up to the start and being like, "Well, let's get this over." Call patrol, make sure they're on their way, just to give them a head start. You know, it's like, I set up a little practice course for them to go slalom. As you know, some people know, some people don't. It's just a single pole. And you're literally like Michaela Schifrin running it over. If you watch the Killington World Cup, you see the slalom portion of the race, and you're running those gates right over, or you're avoiding them like the plague. You're staying as far away from as possible and making your way down. That option is there, and people did so well yesterday.
Awesome.
Of course, you know, we go through our first 3 weeks getting everything set up, so that way everybody sort of qualifies for where their division is going to be. Ed Chappie, kudos to him. He has been spending so much time with his cell files. It's just amazing. We had all sorts of paperwork yesterday. We had all the weeks in your individual divisions that you had. You had your individual point standings. You have your team standings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, AMSCO is leading the way here so far, but all the points are really close. Death Cookies right behind, and Whirlwind Warriors. Shout out to Rocket in fourth place there, Knuckle Draggers, Wolfpack, Mad Ducks, that's our team.
There you go.
We have Strolts 1 and Strolts 2 this year, the Attach Rat Pack, of course, Baggy Wrinkles, Shillelaghs, Enthusiasm, Snotsicles, Leprechauns, the Ski School Dropouts, and then No Team.
Right.
The bunch of people that we have together, that's our name for this year. So we always come up with some kind of funny name for them. So, but it was amazing. Another great week.
Wonderful.
Week 4 in the books.
Yep.
Moving on to week 5, we're going to move things up to the alleyway. So we're still keeping you all in, you know, moving things around and just try and mix in a little bit, do something different. And the alleyway start, we start up a little bit higher. So it adds some more terrain. It adds some more gates. It adds a blind turn. My advice and coaching advice would be to make sure that you inspect that course. You always should inspect the course, but it's a little easier not to when you can see top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, you can't see the course from top to bottom. You need to know where that gate is when you come up over the hill so you don't miss it.
Yep.
You know, that's most important. I don't make it. It's pretty simple to get around it, but it's very, very fun. And
like you said, it's just
a great week.
Just to change it up a little bit.
Yep.
And so To make it a little more exciting.
And it's racer encouraged, you know. It's not me just sitting back there saying, oh, I'm going to go, let's see what we can do to him this week.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's racer encouraged. I was talking about yesterday afternoon. It's like a little family, you know. We've got just a little over 100 of us, but we try and make every single person feel welcome. You know, we had a bunch of new people in there yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was introducing some of our old timers that have been there for quite a few years and making sure that people know each other and,
sure.
you know, keep the social aspect going, because that's all part of it. You know, the Tuckerman Apres ski part. Tuckerman is always huge supporters of everything that we do up there. You know, we've got discounts on the beer. They give us a bunch of prizes. They come out and, you know, give samples. They're just awesome. They do our hats
every year.
So right. They're going to pair up with Andy's Ski Tuning this year and do that.
Cool.
Andy's being another huge sponsor. They were there again yesterday, giving away some more stuff. We've got the ski chair man giving away the shot ski again yesterday, and just a bunch of great stuff going on. Evelyn showed up with a bag full of goodies, and that's all part of it. People just kind of bringing stuff in and having some fun with it.
The community aspect is huge when it comes to any of the race leagues out there, of course, but more importantly, over at Attitash. You always like to give us a little sneak peek on what we can expect for the weekend.
Last week I had a huge mouthful. It's not as big. It's still got plenty going on.
Always something to do, though.
Always something to do. At Attitash on Saturday, we have from 2 to 4:30. We've got Pat Foley in the Den. We've got Shark Martin, our local favorites.
Absolutely.
They're playing in Ptarmigan's Pub from 3 to 6. We also have a slope style going on for those of you that want to get big air and mix in some rails. It's slope style is you start in the park from the top to the bottom, and you get two runs, get best of two runs, and just show your stuff, and the judges judge on you. Then up at Wildcat, we've got Ryan St. On just played.
I don't know how you do it, Corey.
at Wildcat on Friday afternoon, and then Pat Foley's playing in, or John Sardi's playing in the pub Saturday. So sorry about that.
Yeah. No worries at all.
It's
amazing too. And Corey, she keeps it all in his mind, everybody.
Yep.
So you got to give him some credit there. And you can always check out Attitash.com for a full schedule too, just for clarification.
Of course. Ski Wildcat.
SkiWildcat.com as well. I'm glad you guys had a great week. That sounds
absolutely
fantastic when it comes to the weather and everything else. And we'll see how next week goes.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Gino.
Thanks, Corey. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.